Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Man.
Hello.
With me this week is just Mark. So, everybody said they were going to make the show, and then this morning, two people canceled.
We're sorry.
So, it's just me and Mark. Corey's spending some time with his wife because she had knee surgery this week, and I'm hearing it's a very miserable experience for her. So, and Rich had family.
Feel stuff. Better, Corey's wife.
Yeah. So it's just us two today, and we're gonna talk about games and stuff. And I guess the first thing on the agenda is the Game Awards, which I didn't watch.
I didn't either. I didn't care.
I don't even think I watched any of the trailers because I had Steven telling me what was going on because I was at work that night.
I don't really think there were that many trailers worth watching.
Honestly, I didn't see anything that excited me at all. So
the Death Stranding trailer was just like Hideo filleting his friends and shoving it more so in the face of Konami. It's like, oh, now Guillermo del Toro, he's not making the game with me. He's just in the game for whatever reason. And then you have Mads Mikkelsen, who looks like he's playing the same character he played in Doctor Strange because he has those like eyes that are blackened and like bleeding looking.
Oh, is that who he is? Was he the villain in?
I believe so. Just from the trailer, I didn't see the movie, but I remember him being in the trailer and having those like charcoal-y eyes, like they were.
I don't even remember who. I don't even know. I didn't know who he was until you just said that because I don't know who that guy is. What else is he from?
He was Hannibal in the TV show.
Gotcha.
He's also in Rogue One. He plays the father, whatever, the guy who designed the Death Star, I guess, in the movie.
Oh, I can't wait for that movie. I'm excited about that movie. I've already got my tickets and everything for.
I don't understand pre-purchasing tickets, but
well,
I guess
I'm going to an IMAX.
To like, yeah.
And so if I don't get those tickets now, then there's no chance I'll get them on the day of and get where I want to sit.
Yeah.
Because most people love to sit right in the middle, and I do if it's not a very crowded movie, but I have to be on the end because I never know when I have to get up and go pee. So I just sit on the end. So, yeah. But
just you or you and your mom?
Mom and I are going. Okay. And I'm excited because she got her eye fixed earlier this year. Because mm-hmm. She had some issues with her eye as well, where she had a cataract, so 3D movies weren't that exciting for her. I mean, they were, but I'm excited for her to get to see, with two good eyes, how, you know, a 3D movie looks in IMAX and stuff, so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, so yeah, I'm excited about that movie, just because it's something different for Star Wars.
Yeah.
I'm just a little worried, because I hated to hear that. Months ago, they said that they're going back to reshoot a little bit of it because it was too dark, and I'm kind of disappointed in that because I wanted to see what a dark Star Wars movie would be like.
Maybe they just mean the lighting was bad, yeah. And they needed to reshoot it for that reason.
I don't know what "look a goose" means.
I don't know. I just was bullshitting all over this freaking show notes this week.
I didn't know if there was a reason. I did watch some of the PlayStation Experience today before we started, and that had a lot more going on than I think Sony's E3 press conference.
I didn't watch any of it.
They finally did show a trailer.
The Game Awards, I did get an invite to go, but of course I would have to pay for my own flight and hotel and all that, so that's why. Because I left a message in like Facebook, you know what I hate? I hate getting invited to things that aren't in my city, because I can never go.
Yeah. It'd been awesome to get to go to that, but again, got to pay for a ticket to fly out there. It's not really convenient.
It's not like I have a business expense because Pixelated Sausage is my main business.
Only if I win the lottery one day, then I'll make Pixelated Sausage something special.
There you go.
Speaking of stuff that's kind of special, we raised $575 for Extra Life with my gaming marathon.
Yeah.
So.
It was a very pleasant surprise.
Yeah. I didn't quite make it to 24 hours. I mean, I did get the whole 24 hours in. I just didn't do it in one sitting. I made it about 19 hours, and I just started falling apart. my first issue was my left or my right pinky started just really being sore, and I'm like, oh God, I can't do this much more. And after that, it was just downhill. So, but hey, I did the whole 24 hours. I just did it in two settings instead of one.
Yeah.
So, but I had a lot of fun doing it. We're already doing some big plans for it next year.
Yeah, well, it's good. Instead of, we're now a year long planning process instead of a barely week long planning.
Yeah, it was
process.
Literally a week from like, hey, I'm going to do this till actually doing it. And the funny thing is, after I put the notice out there, I was kind of like, man, I don't know if I can do this. That's a long time, and I'm on vacation. And I want to enjoy myself, and I don't know if I want to spend games, sit there and play games for 24 hours. And I was like, God, now I got to. And I was like, man, maybe I won't do it. Maybe we won't get any donations. And I happened to roll over and look at my phone and seen you received a donation. And I'm like, what? And I go to it, $50 from Will, and I'm like, yeah. Fuck you, Will.
It's so, like, no going back.
Yeah, I got to do it now. So, yeah, it was fun. And like I said, Will said next year, let him know, and he's going to donate some artwork. And you said you're going to try to talk to some of your contacts and see if we can give out some prizes and stuff. So, and having more time to prepare for. Honestly, I didn't even realize you can register it on the Extra Life website either. That website is trash. Their website, I couldn't figure out where half the stuff was. So eventually I did find out I could have done that, and that may have gotten us a little bit more buzz. But, you know, $575 for zero planning. Hey, I'm excited. I'm glad it happened the way, at least it turned out that well. So,
yeah.
But I did watch some of the PSX experience today, or PS experience, whatever. I did see that they showed off another trailer for Ace Combat.
So, oh, damn. Now I wish I watched it.
Yeah. So they didn't give a release date yet, but.
But how did they actually show gameplay? Because I think the other one was just like a little small reel of like, okay, here's some planes.
I think they showed gameplay, but I'm not really sure because that game always looks pretty.
Yeah.
So I can't tell what's a cutscene and what's the game. But
because if they're still not showing gameplay, then that makes me concerned about when it's coming out.
I don't know. I don't know if that was gameplay or not. I think they did.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, but I see.
Because I'm still open to getting a PlayStation VR, but you know, I'll just wait for like a deal.
Right. I still like my PlayStation VR. I just haven't played it as much because
if there was a deal for the $500 bundle for $400 over Black Friday, I might have
bought it.
Yeah, because I don't have the camera.
Yeah.
And I thought I had more move controllers, but I just have one, and I honestly have no idea what the battery life is not like on that thing. So I mean, that thing could be as good as dead. So,
well, you just charge it up.
I could, but I was like, well, I'm not getting PlayStation VR, so there's no reason to check it now.
But yeah, I hope you get a PlayStation VR. I'd like to hear your opinions on it because I it's still funny because my mom. We were sitting there yesterday, and I got my best friend to come over, and I let him try out a few of the demos and stuff. And I don't know what – haven't used it for about a week or two. So everything was kind of off, and I didn't get it all set up right. So he was trying to play Batman, and we were having some issues with that. So he didn't get to play very long, but he tried, like, the Resident Evil Kitchen demo and stuff like that, and he thought it was neat. But my mom still swears that that thing is worth $400, so – that's pretty impressive because like I've said, my mom doesn't believe. When it comes to gaming, my mom probably looks at me like, none of this shit's worth it. To hear her actually say the PlayStation VR was worth the $400 is pretty neat. So.
It's cool that she's enjoying it too.
Yeah, yeah. So, but.
I don't know how people can do horror games in VR.
I don't know.
I can barely do it, if at all. Not in VR.
See, the thing is, I'm thinking about having, because I want to play Resident Evil 7 on Xbox One, but I also want to play it in VR. So I'm thinking about going ahead and just buying it on Xbox One. But I think Corey's getting it for PS4. So
you can also, I mean, you could do the theater mode.
The theater mode just doesn't interest me at all.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask you if you've tried that. And yeah. I was going to ask you if you've tried doing it on Xbox One.
No, you have to actually do some special
You do? I thought it was just like you plug it in. It's just like, okay, now it's a TV input.
I thought it was, but there's some kind of, there's something that you get, somehow you gotta do something with. I don't remember what it was, but it has something to do with it that it actually does block it if you don't do something special with the HDMI cord or something. I don't know. I didn't read very much into it. Cause honestly, the theater mode, you're playing a game in lower resolution on a bigger TV, you know, it's basically what looks like a bigger TV screen. And I don't,
I've never understood the appeal.
Yeah. I mean, people were like, people say the Hulu's awesome on it though, and I still haven't used that. So,
cause I remember when people were making a big deal, like it works on Xbox One. And I was like, what? This sounds interesting. And then they're like, it's just theater. And I'm like, well, why are people making a big deal about this? Who cares? Ooh, I get to sit in front of a virtual big TV screen. Whatever. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you can do that. But I don't see any appeal of it. I tried playing, like, Worlds of Final Fantasy on the theater mode. And I mean, it works. So, you know, that's all I guess that matters. But what's really weird, though, is I noticed that when it first got the thing, theater mode worked a lot better. And now it's kind of herky-jerky since the last couple of updates. And I was thinking, oh shit, there's something wrong with my device. But when you go into a game, it works perfectly fine. It's just something to do with that theater mode. It just wants to be herky-jerky. Like when I'm going through menus and stuff, it's just really weird. I'm like, huh, I don't know what's causing all that. So maybe they'll get a couple of updates up and fix that. I'm sure there are people complaining about a drift, too, that it would start drifting to the left. So I don't know if that's what they've been trying to fix, and that's what causes this issue with the herky-jerky now, because mine wasn't drifting. I don't know. But, they showed off the sequel that everybody wanted, Knack 2.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Hmm? I mean, the game had potential, I guess, in its concept.
They're remastering Patapon, Parappa the Rapper, and Loco Roco for PS4.
That's cool. Patapon, at least.
Yeah, Corey's very excited, so I just wanted to bring that up. They showed off The Last of Us 2.
That seems weird that they're like, I see how Patapon and Loco Roco are similar, but then Parappa the Rapper.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems weird that it's, these three games, well, two of which are very, very similar.
But they're all from Japan Studio. Mm. So.
But also, one is a PS1 game, and the other two are PSP games.
Yeah. Well, technically, aren't they all PSP games? Because didn't they release Parappa the Rapper on PSP?
And technically, everything's a PSP game because you can do remote play.
And then they showed off The Last of Us 2, or Last of Us Part 2, just a trailer. Yeah,
whatever. I mean, I really, really liked The Last of Us. I had my issues with the gameplay making the story feel less impactful just because of how gamey it was, but I mean, yeah, I kind of wish they would do something completely different and not just another one of these games.
They showed off the first DLC for Uncharted, which is also going to be standalone. And it's not going to be with Drake. It's going to be with Chloe and Nadine.
Hmm. That sounds interesting. I like it when they do standalone DLC. Like, I like it when they've done that with the Infamous games.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be with Chloe. I know you were a big fan of Chloe, I think, back in the day. I think you were more interested in her character than two.
I've always been a fan of brunettes.
I'm not a big fan of Nadine from Uncharted 4, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't care about her.
But yeah, they're teaming up, so I don't know if they're fighting over the same thing or what. But, I mean, it looked like it could be interesting. It takes place all in India. So, I'm trying to think if there's anything else really cool they released.
Well, The Last Guardian is... actually coming out.
Just think about it. Within a week of each other, two games that everybody bought a PS3 for came out. Are going to be coming out.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. I refuse.
The game
could get a 10 from every person, and it could be called the greatest game ever made that will ever be made. I don't give a shit.
You need to get it if it's good. You do.
Nope. I will You'll pay no more than $20 for it.
Oh, okay. Well, I can understand that.
Or maybe I won't even buy it new for $20. I'll wait till it's $20 on Gamefly so they don't even sell an extra copy.
But, yeah. So, like I said, that game's coming out Tuesday, and a week ago, Final Fantasy Versus 13 finally came out. Both are reasons people bought PS3s. And neither one of them came out for PS3.
Yep. I couldn't remember it. Is there a PS3 version of The Last Guardian?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of. I don't think so.
I mean, I think it would make sense because the game is a PS3 game. It does not look visually like a PS4 game.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
It's not a. It's a PS3 game that they're just putting on PS4.
I mean, I think it looks more like a remastered PS3 game, definitely, because it looks like it's probably a little sharper, but... Anyway, that's about all I can remember. Oh,
it should be $40. It should be $40 brand new.
And they released a game called Let It Die for free, so you might want to go ahead and download that.
No, I'll let it die.
It's made by Grasshopper, I think.
Then I'll definitely let it die.
But you look like you're Death, the Grim Reaper, and you're on rollerblades fighting shit. I don't know. I downloaded it because it was free. But yeah, so they announced quite a bit of stuff. I think everybody was shocked to see Knack 2. And they showed off some Crash Bandicoot. Honestly, I would be more excited about that if it was a new Crash Bandicoot and not the three games remastered.
Yeah, who cares?
And honestly, they don't even look like PS4 games. When I think of remade PS4 games, I think of Ratchet and Clank, because that game is gorgeous.
Well, I think Ratchet and Clank spoiled everyone, because that's the only game I can think of that's like quote-unquote a remake that isn't just a remastering. It's a from the ground up, just redoing it all and changing things. To me, the prime example of a remaster would be the recently released Darksiders War Master Edition, whatever the hell the
Which
stupid
looks fantastic.
It is the prime example of how you do a remaster. It is like it runs incredibly well. It looks gorgeous.
60 frames a second.
Sometimes you look at talk about old games, you're like, this looks like how I remember it looking. This looks better than how I remember it looking. It just looks great. And, like, I don't know. Like, the one thing that always bugged me about the first game, I guess both games, because it wasn't that, it's just the design of War. He, like, just was too bulky to me. But he looks like he's less bulky. Like, I don't know if it's just, like, my head playing with me, but, like, I like the way he looks more in this version, even though it's probably exactly the same.
I don't see any difference at all.
But yeah, that game holds up so well too.
That game is so great, and I don't think those games got...
Everyone should get it. It's like I thought, like, oh, it's probably like $30. It's $20.
It's for a
meaty game.
Yeah, and it's got difficulty levels and new game plus that you can actually increase the difficulty level. I went through and played that game twice back in the day, and I probably won't even play much of it now because I got so much other shit to play, but I'm thinking I had to buy it, and I've been all against Nordic owning these franchises, honestly, because I feel like they're going to ruin it, but they did a good job with Remastered. They actually didn't just shit something out. I don't think Darksiders 2 is as definitely not as polished as they made this one out, so.
Yeah, I don't remember. I didn't play much of it because I never played much of it initially. I wasn't the biggest fan of the beginning, at least. It didn't grab me like the first one.
I love that game. I love both of them for different reasons.
So. Yeah.
So anyway, let's move on to what we have been playing. And which is this going to be a little weird because I know you haven't, I don't know if you've played any of some of this stuff.
No, I just put all these because I expected other people to be on the show.
So, Watch Dogs 2. I was real excited about this game. And
I wasn't, and now I really am, and I'll be getting it in a few days.
I've lost all excitement for it.
Well, we all know that you hate everything these days.
Yeah, I hate everything. But the biggest problem I have with the game is I really liked a lot of the things that were in the first game, like, just like the side stuff, like gang hideouts just like climbing the towers and trying to figure out ways to get up there.
And playing chess.
Could you play chess? I don't remember.
I think so. I think that was one of the side missions, like an achievement for beating all the chess people or something like that.
I don't remember that because I never played chess, so I probably would have never done that anyway. But in this one, man, it just feels like, I don't know, it's not like they got gang hideouts technically because, I mean, there's a bunch of gangs in one area. but there's like a bag of money, and you have to get that bag of money if you want to get it. But that's not as exciting to me as taking out all the enemies. And then sometimes that was dynamic, because once you got to like the last guy, he would get in a van and you'd have to chase him a little bit. So that was just kind of added something to it. I don't know. In this game, it just feels like every mission I have played is the exact same thing of going to a location, driving your little vehicle into the area, finding a Wi-Fi point, hooking your radio transceiver into it or whatever the hell they're doing, and then unlocking a door so you can climb up a ladder to go hack something. And, you know, it's exciting at first, and then you realize every mission is the exact same thing. I haven't played a whole lot of interior missions. I mean, the story is pretty good. The character's interesting, and I like the whole hacktivism thing. But at the same time, I don't feel like a lot of people like Giant Bomb, I've listened to their podcast, and I kind of feel the same way, as this character doesn't feel like a guy that's going to use guns to shoot people and kill people. And, you know, so I kind of want to play more stealthy, but I feel like that also kind of takes away a lot of the fun of this game. Because in Watch Dogs 1, I thought the combat was pretty competent, and I enjoyed doing it. In this game, the only gun I want to use is the one that shocks people and knocks them out. I don't know. I just think it's really depressing to see that. I used to love Ubisoft games, and now it just seems like every one of them, they take more and more stuff away from it, make it more simplified. I was like looking back on my memories on Facebook this past week, and I had a lot of videos, because this was when PS4 launched. And had lots of videos of Assassin's Creed 4 and how gorgeous that game looks. And then I think about how Syndicate just looks so plain. It doesn't have any of those accoutrements that Assassin's Creed 4 had. The water looked beautiful, you know, that when it rained hard, and you could see like the wind, like the trees and stuff blowing in this game. And when you play Syndicate, it's like, meh, there's people in the streets. Meh. You know, it just doesn't look that pretty. It just looks bland. I mean, you're seeing a big city of you. That's all neat, seeing like Great Britain and or whatever, London, and you know that's kind of neat. But at the same time, it just does not have that. I can still look at Assassin's Creed 4 and think, my God, this game looks gorgeous. And I can't look at Syndicate and say, meh, it looks like your average Xbox One game. So very disappointed in that. I'll talk about Dishonored 2 here in a bit. Final Fantasy 15, you played a little bit of that?
Yeah, I played a little bit. I just wanted to get an idea of whether I wanted to buy it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I played enough to realize, yeah, I kind of dig it, and I will buy it.
I'm on the fence about this game a lot. There are things that I absolutely love about it, but that combat is terrible.
The combat's weird. Like, there are things I like. Like holding down the button is just a weird option.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wish that wasn't an option, and it was just more hack and slashy.
Mm-hmm.
The controls are a bit odd.
Yeah, they really are odd.
And I like the action aspect of it, like that it's not turn-based and all that.
I just wish you could, like, switch characters and stuff sometimes, too.
I don't mind that.
But my biggest problem too is there's so much shit going on the screen, it's almost impossible to keep track of what you're trying to hit. So you're just kind of hitting an enemy and holding down like, and plus it does that thing I hate on Xbox One where they use the right bumper as the goddamn lock on button. And it's so hard for me to fucking hold my hand like that and lock on to something. And not only that, the lock on is weird anyway, cause shit's just going everywhere. I mean, enemies are jumping in and out, hitting you, attacking from behind. You let off up for seconds, you're never hitting the same enemy again. The camera's so close up, you can't see shit. And if you pull it far away, it's too far back. It's like, it need a more dynamic camera. I ended up putting the game on easy because I couldn't even tell half the time what was going on. And I'm fucking not dying, but going into danger where you're like limping around. And I'm like, fuck, I didn't even know I was getting hit. And there's no indicator, like, except for, you know, if you're not paying attention to your health bar down there, there's no indicator to say, hey, beep, 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 your health's getting low. So, you know, it's really just fucking confusing, and I don't like that combat. But I do love how the story does some really interesting things of how to tell a story. Like, by staying at a hotel sometimes, it'll do the whole, like, oh, now we're going to talk to Prompto at night. and he's going to tell something about his past. Or there's scenes when you show up at a hotel and you meet another character and you explore the town with them. Some of that stuff's really interesting and it feels really good. And it doesn't feel like a cutscene like you would see in a Final Fantasy game. It feels like you're actually going out and walking around. But there's just lots of fetch quests, and lots of them are just boring fetch quests. Like, go here, walk, you know, a mile out of town to go get this thing and then bring it back. And it's like, meh. Which Xenoblade did that as well, but I don't know, Xenoblade just to me felt like a whole better game. Xenoblade, the first one, not Xenoblade Chronicles X, because that game was fucking trash. So, yeah, I don't know, man, I like the game, but I just wish, at first I hated it, I hated the combat.
Yeah, I know. It's like, oh, I asked you on Facebook, and you're like, I hate it, and you're still playing it, and the next day you're still playing it. I'm like, he hates it, why is he still playing it?
Because it's Final Fantasy, and I always have a soft spot for Final Fantasy, because it's one of my favorite series ever. It's just sad to see it go down this path, because people don't understand that, you know, you guys have 90,000 fucking action RPGs out there. Final Fantasy 15 is just, you know, Final Fantasy is just one of those franchises I wish would at least just stay turn-based, because we don't have any of those anymore, and I enjoy that. And I blame Final Fantasy 13 for that, because that game was, I don't think Final Fantasy 13 was as bad as people make it out to be. I think some of the characters were annoying and that pissed people off and the story was just stupid.
I think what pissed people off is the fact that it was just going a straight line.
Yeah, that was annoying as shit.
But that's what turned me off.
Every sequel to that game that they brought out got worse. It didn't get better. And then eventually Final Fantasy X3 or Final Fantasy 15 or 14, what fucking 13-3 or whatever it was called, Lightning Returns, that game is kind of like plays like this. They went to the more action-y combat, and it's like, meh. So, I don't know. And I had to turn that game down on easy, too, because I couldn't get anywhere with that, so I just don't
like it. What you want is another Lost Odyssey.
I do. I do want another Lost Odyssey, and it's never going to happen.
Nope. But you can play Lost Odyssey on Xbox One now.
Yeah, but I've already played Lost Odyssey, and got, like, I think I got every achievement but one.
Well, go get that last one.
It's one of those achievements where you gotta go defeat all the things at the arena, and that shit bores the fuck out of me. So, anyway, did you play any Titanfall 2?
No.
Okay.
I have it.
I didn't know. I finished the campaign over my 24-hour period, and it's pretty good. I enjoy it, and we still play the multiplayer. I mean, it's Titanfall 2 multiplayer. You can figure it out. You know, we have fun with it. Lego Dimensions, I've played quite a bit of that. And I've bought everything now. It's not all here yet, but I've bought it all.
Everything?
Everything that's been available, except for Marceline from the Adventure Times universe.
I was about to say, what the hell's a Marceline?
Marceline, because apparently they were some of those, if you buy them, they weren't working. So basically, instead of getting the character, you were getting an extra toy tag. And so she wasn't working. So half of them weren't working. So people were taking so many of them back. Like somebody on Reddit's like, yeah, I bought one and had to take it back 6 times before I got one that worked. And so they recalled her. So you can't get her right now. So when they release her, I will get her. But right now I have everything and I've played quite a bit of that game. I'm just waiting to get all my models and or all my figures in and put together. But I think this has opened a damn gateway where I think I'm going to start buying Legos.
Good.
It's awesome. There's something about me putting Legos together that when I first got these games, I was like, man, this is hard and I don't like this. And now the more I do it, the more I'm like, it's a calming thing to me.
Yeah, it's very common.
I don't understand why, because I can't put furniture together without throwing something across the room. But Legos, I could sit here and just put this little stuff.
I think the instructions with Lego are better than the instructions with your typical piece of furniture.
Right, you're probably definitely true. But I'm just enjoying putting that stuff together and making these little vehicles. But anyway, the game, I haven't played too much of the story mode. But I've been doing like the Lego Dimensions levels and stuff, like the Ghostbusters 1984 Ghostbusters. I went through and played that story set, That set is awesome. Oh my God, there's so much nostalgia in that game, because I love those, I love that first movie. Even when you beat that and it goes through the entire Ghostbusters movie, and then after you do that, it opens up the adventure world, or you can go to the adventure world at any time, but, and that is like a little part of New York, and you get to rebuild like the house and all that, or the firehouse. And then there's like the city, there's like slime underneath the city streets, and I thought that was really a cool callback. There's so much nostalgia in LEGO Dimensions. It's definitely cool to see stuff like Gremlins and stuff from like my childhood.
Yeah. It's so weird that it's been so heavy into the like 80s mm-hmm. child, you know, late 70s, early 80s children, which is cool.
Yeah. You know what Lego said I really want, and it's just so damn expensive. I really want that firehouse for Ghostbusters.
I thought you were talking about the Lego house from the creator, which has been out of print for a long time. Like, yeah, that thing's expensive now.
Yeah, I want that. Well, it's $350 for the Ghostbusters one, but I really want that so bad.
Yeah, the most expensive one I have is the Simpsons house, which I think was $200.
Yeah. You didn't even like that one when you put it together, did you?
Once it was all together, it came out nice, but like putting it together, it was like, I don't know about this. And it's also like the interior is really cool, but you're not going to display it that way. Mm-hmm. But once it was finished, it came out nicer, but I prefer the Lego creator sets way more, mm-hmm. which are their like fancy block building things.
Yeah. I was wondering what the creators were, because there are a lot of creator sets for like $30 and stuff at Walmart. And I thought about buying some of those because they look really neat.
Yeah, those are nice. But I'm talking about the big boy ones.
Yeah,
big building ones that are like $150, $160.
Yeah, there are some nice ones like the Parisian restaurant and stuff like that.
Yeah. And they're my favorite's probably the, I don't know if it's called Palace Cinema or whatever, but the movie theater one. Mm. But a lot of those creator ones too are cool because they have either like two or three different things that you can create with them.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, there's like three in ones and stuff like that.
I have a Lego, like, little wedding topper set that I have. I'm like, hey, if I ever get married, I'll be like, hey, I'll use that to propose. Hey, you wanna be these people? There you go.
Anyway, Dishonored 2, I've played a lot more of that. I really enjoyed that game. I've
been playing Dishonored in preparation for Dishonored 2.
Yeah, I can't believe you'd never played Dishonored.
I played the first game when it came out through the first real mission.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out that I at some point killed someone, like one person. And it pissed me off, and I never went back to it.
Oh. I did in the second one, too, and I still am not sure who I killed. So.
But, and like I was talking to you, I thought the stealth was really trashy.
Mm-hmm.
But it just sort of, like, it just doesn't feel good in the initial part of the game before you get any power at all. And I really think, you know, even though it's not that big of a deal if you don't care about achievements or anything, but I really think that first mission where you're getting out of prison shouldn't count towards that, because that's the real mission where you're kind of getting the handle of how everything works and maybe the playstyle you want to choose. So maybe be a little bit more lenient so you can actually kind of experiment and not go all in, because also, I mean, stealthing that area just involves a bit more of the, okay, I'm just going to save after I take out every single person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which wasn't super fun.
I still kind of do the same thing in Dishonored 2 every time I knock somebody out of save.
Yeah, there should be just a quick save button. Like, just make the three lines.
There is one in 2. Mm. Yeah. So you just hit start and you just hold down the right trigger for a few seconds and it'll...
There you go. I think the only game that had a dedicated button was, what was it, Mass Effect 2 or 3, where it was like the select button is just quick save.
I don't remember that. Wow.
Yeah, I remember that. I was like, oh, this is awesome.
They've been releasing some good stuff on backwards compatibility for Xbox One. All the Mass Effect games are now available. Oblivion's now available. It's just weird how much stuff they're releasing. So.
It's nice. I hope someday that everything is. Because there are certain games that I really like that I know aren't super popular that yeah. probably won't ever be there. Like, I would love it if the club was backwards compatible. I really want it. I really, really, really want Enslaved. I am so ready to play that game back.
You also want Hannah Montana. Admit it.
No, I don't want Hannah Montana. Get them achievements. I want Open Season.
Why would
an
you
Avatar The Last Airbender.
Get all the damn achievements of that
yeah.
game.
That game actually, you know, for what it was fun, wasn't yeah. bad. Yeah.
And I also played Headlanders quite a bit on my stream. I really enjoy that game. So it's an Adult Swim game made by Double Fine, I think.
Or yeah, Double. It's a Double Fine game.
It's a Double Fine game. And you're a head that's basically been cryogenically frozen, and you wake up, and you gotta basically take your head and put it on other things' bodies and solve puzzles and stuff like that. I think the combat in that game is pretty bad. Like, anytime you gotta shoot a gun, and it's really weird that game's gun combat is like ricocheting shots a lot of times to kill things, but at the same time, you can't really do anything to dodge attacks. I mean, you can hide behind cover, but if you, like, come out of cover, it's like there's some people are just shooting at you and just hitting you no matter what. Although it does have a good regeneration system that the body can blow up, and as long as you keep the head out of being shot, you're okay. But I love solving the puzzles and putting your head on different bodies, and like, oh, I mean, you literally can put your head on just anything that's anything that moves mostly. I mean, it's really funny the first time you take the map and you put your body, your head on the map, and he's like, what's going on? It's pretty funny.
The controls for moving the head around feel really good. Like, it feels really good to move the head around mm-hmm. freely.
Yeah, I'm not really good at one. I'm not really one that likes to fly around, like, have like a flying around mode in a game where you fly around with it just like the head does. But it felt really good, you're right. And it's easy to dodge a lot of those shots and stuff on your head because you're not like constantly pressing a button to move. You're just moving a stick to move your head around. So it's like, it's really nice that way.
Yeah, and it kind of feels better, too, instead of shoot enemies to just fly around and suck all their heads off.
Yeah. I definitely recommend that game. If you bought it the first week it came out, I think it was $11.99.
Yep. That was a great launch mm-hmm. sale, 40% off, crazy.
And it's a damn good game, and I highly recommend it, so. Trying to think. I did play some Sports Bar VR. That Mark got me a code for. And I'm waiting for some more. There's supposed to be another patch that came out, and I haven't played it since then. That game's kind of cool. There's a couple of sports that I don't know if I'm just really bad at, or if it's just the game in general. I'm hoping they patch it out. I know some people on Reddit were also having the same issues, but a lot of people seem to like that game. But I played, like, the pool, and when you get in a good spot, standing up and stuff and playing that, it can work pretty well. The darts, I'm just not really sure what I'm doing right or wrong. And the skee ball hasn't worked really well. But it's really neat to walk around in a bar and mess around with some of those games. There's chess in there and checkers, which I should play those because I'm sure those work fantastic. That's probably... the good thing is you can play against real people as well.
I'm just thinking, like, it'd be awesome if they allow it, like if you're playing chess and then you just notice like you're going to lose, you're just like, forget it and just smash the board. Yeah, just flip the board. if that's possible, I'm like all in.
So, I'm going to wait for a couple more patches and I'll talk more about it. But I wanted to play some of that on the stream just because I got the code, but I just...
That's actually something like I want is just a free kind of game club thing where... It's not exactly following what's going on. So, like, if you're playing chess with someone, then it's just sort of the honor system. It's not like, oh, now it's your move. It's no, you look and you pay attention. And then, like, you can maybe distract someone. Hey, look what's happening over there. And then you do another move or something. That's what I want.
Oh, man. Anyway, let's see here. I guess, Mark, what have you been playing?
Well, other than Dishonored, the main thing I'm playing is ReCore, which I really enjoy, and then it does some things that annoy me. The loading, when you initially load, is not great. Mm-hmm. And then when you're traveling between little hub areas, it's not that great, but it's not a huge problem. My biggest problem with the game, before I get to what I like about it, is that it has a very, very overly forgiving. I don't even know if I want to say forgiving, but just if you die, you go back to exactly the last place you were at, that you weren't dead. Even if it's a place where you can't do anything and you just have to fast travel back to your little home base and lose all the progress you made. That's when I most recently decided I'm done with this game for now, because it was an area where I just got the spider robot buddy, and I went through this whole area where I had to keep jumping and then attaching to new things and navigating this whole path. And then when I was at the final point, I apparently didn't jump far enough and I landed under the thing, and I was like, okay, I can't get anywhere from here, so I'm just going to kill myself. And then it just spawned me right back to where I was under it. I'm like, great. I'm like, maybe I can find somewhere to, nope, dead every time, always back to that same place. I'm like, I can't jump back up, so great. All I can do is go back there. I'm going to have to do all this crap again. You know what? I'm not doing it. But what I like about the game is that it just feels really, really good. I love the controls. I love the way it feels. The story is, whatever. It looks okay, but it just feels really good. And there are times when I can see it, how it's, some of the team is from the Metroid Prime team. Mm-hmm. My biggest concern with it, gameplay-wise and just game-wise, is that I feel like it's, I guess in a way, going to get repetitive. I just wish there was more variety in it. I don't feel like there's going to be that much different at this point. Maybe I'll be able to navigate in different ways when I get the third person or whatever, which isn't a big deal. But I just wish there was more variety in the way environments looked. Mm-hmm. But I'm getting the sense that, okay, I've already seen everything this has to offer visually and artistically, and that the outside world is all going to be this sandy crap, and maybe there'll be some mechanical bits, and then the innards will just be these cavernous things, but there won't be anything else other than that. And it was weird. I was thinking, I would love it if this thing had some weird baby with No Man's Sky, where I could go to all these different type of planets and play it the way ReCore plays, and deal with, robots or whatever on these different planets and stuff, and still collect resources to upgrade my robots and, a ship in that too. But I really like the way it plays. I think if you picked it up while it was 20, it's definitely worth that. It's still on sale for 20 at Best Buy, at least for the digital version, which is a Play Anywhere game, so you get the Xbox One and PC version. But yeah, I really just love the way it plays. I think it feels great, the shooting, the jumping around. The only thing I kind of wish is that I could keep doing the sprint. It's just a dash, and there are times when it's just I just want to ski, almost like Journey. I just want to ski through this desert area. I don't want to have to keep pressing it. I just want to be able to just flow through the entire thing. But it feels really, really good, which I was surprised by. It just has some weird, not even bugs or technical issues, but just it just has some weird things about it. Mm-hmm. But it's good. It's a solid, solid game. And that's pretty much it. I've dabbled in little downloadable games that I got. The one I'm thinking about right now that I played a good chunk of, and then I was like, oh, the achievements aren't in yet. It tricked me by having the achievements in the menu and showing them all, but they weren't actually in the game yet, is Slime Rancher, which I really like. It's just a nice little peaceful game where you're going around collecting resources, upgrading your little farming area. You collect these slimes and you put them in little pens. You can get animals. And to me, it's funny too, because was one of my slimes that hopped really high out of his area into my chicken coop and then ate all the chickens. I was like, you son of a bitch. I had all those chickens. Like, I was saving chickens because I needed to get them all to, like, meet the day requirement for some bonus. And then they were all dead. I was like, I came back and there was just a slime in there and no chickens.
What a dick.
Yeah. But I really like that game. I'm just waiting for it to... And they recently did another update. I just, like, it's hard for me to play these preview games when achievements aren't implemented.
Right.
Because... Like, I don't want to get all my fun and enjoyment out of it, and then it's like, oh, all these achievements that I would have gotten, I now don't have.
Yeah, I know they're releasing the achievements for Ark this month as well, finally.
God, you know what they should do is fix the fucking screen tearing. I check back with that game every few...
You can go ahead and buy some whatever. DLC for it, you know.
Yeah, I didn't buy that.
So, I seen that game Stardew Valley. That looked interesting.
Everybody, yeah, that comes out the 11th or something.
I think it's 14th.
Whatever. So,
I know Corey's been fucking. Oh my god, the game's gonna be awesome.
I'm super excited for it because it's just like a Harvest Moon game.
What I do like about it though is it looks like you eventually like get to bigger towns or you build up bigger towns maybe, and it looks like there's also like some mystery to it. Where you're trying to solve some kind of, I don't know.
There's some things going on
mystery.
There.
Have you played it at all?
No. Okay. Because I was waiting for it because I knew console versions were in the works. So I was like, I'm not. I'm just going to wait.
Yeah. So
I'd rather play everything.
At first, I was like, man, Harvest Moon's not my thing. But I also like exploring, and this game looks like it has some exploring.
Yeah, I can't remember if there's combat in it.
I don't think there is. But I mean, I don't know. They didn't show any combat.
Because I remember I really liked the. Like first Rune Factory game, which was like, hey, here's Harvest Moon, but we also have RPG elements. I'm like, yes, that's what I've always wanted.
The problem with those games is there's only so many dungeons in it, and you have to keep going back to them.
Yeah.
And that's kind of boring to me. I wish they were just like, that's the kind of game I wish that had kind of like a randomly generated dungeon system. God, we need another Dark Cloud. That's what I fucking want.
Never gonna happen.
I know, it's sad.
We need Fable meets Viva Pinata.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know. Just make it.
Peter Molyneux, I guess, came out this week and said something about he'd like to make another Fable game.
Well, I'd probably like to do anything right now. What the hell is he doing?
Making shitty games and pissing people off.
I don't think he's even doing that anymore.
He needs a paycheck. Now there isn't even a studio for him to make the game. So...
Yep.
So, anyway, moving on. I watched the Gilmore Girls, A Year in the Life, and I enjoyed it. It starts out a little slow, but the first episode's packed with nostalgia and stuff about the old show.
I've heard a lot of people are not happy with it.
Meh, I think.
And I heard the ending is absolute garbage.
I like the ending. But, yeah, just don't spoil the ending if you haven't seen it. Don't be an asshole.
I can spoil it.
Don't.
There are four words? I don't know what that is.
There are four words that are spoken, and there's a big campaign before the season launched. I promise not to spoil the last four words, so.
Can I say something that could be spoilery?
Do you not watch the show?
I don't watch the show.
So, I guess it technically couldn't be spoilery.
I don't know. It's not four words, but...
Okay, we probably should cut that out.
This is what are those the words?
No.
Yes.
Okay, hopefully... Mark, don't spoil nothing. But...
Give me the four words, because I'm going to cut it out anyway.
It's mom.
Oh, okay.
So, but, yeah.
And I'm going to put that right in the beginning. Instead of the intro, it's just going to be mom. I need to stop talking about this because it's just maybe I have to cut out more. I need to remember I'm going to forget and I'm not going to cut out all of it.
Anyway, but I keep trying to get you to watch it, but it's too much for you to watch.
Hell yeah, it's way too much.
You can watch it. Watch no. one at a time. What else?
I got so many other shows to watch. I have so many other things to watch.
But nothing you'll enjoy. That I'd rather watch. This.
Yes, I guarantee I'll enjoy more than that.
Like what?
Fargo season 2. That's okay, one thing right off the bat.
That's like 10 episodes.
Yeah, that's one thing. There are also movies.
Meh.
Movies and other TV shows.
Meh. Just watch Gilmore Girls.
Oh no. I'd rather catch up on Supernatural, which would be even longer.
Don't catch up on Supernatural. You're not missing anything.
I would enjoy Supernatural more.
I don't think
I've seen some clips of Gilmore Girls and it seems a bit too annoying.
I don't know, dude. I think you would like Gilmore Girls if you actually sat down and watched it. If you liked another show, you were gonna like.
I don't really like the actress who plays the mother. I've always found her kind of annoying.
Oh well. You watch anything? Any movies or anything?
I watch a bunch of movies, but like they're all.
I watch
kind of a whatever.
Oh, going back to Final Fantasy 15.
Did you watch the anime?
Do what?
Did you watch the anime?
I watched both of them before the. Well, I watched the. I finished the movie, the actual CG movie last night. I finished watching Kingsglaive. I hate this shit. I'm tired of this fucking shit. When I get a game and I want to play a game, I don't want to have to watch two fucking movies, read a fucking book. Stop this shit, game makers. Stop it. Put your fucking story in the game for the people that are fucking playing your game. Halo 5, it's fucking terrible that I gotta read a fucking story to understand who the fuck these characters are. Final Fantasy 15, I gotta watch two fucking anime, I gotta watch 5 episodes of anime that are 10 minutes apiece and a fucking 2-hour movie to figure out what the fuck's going on in this game. At least the background. Stop it. I don't want to do this. Stop it. Put your fucking story in the fucking game you're making. Quit bringing all this shit, and while we're at it, quit bringing out fucking apps for your game. Every game does not need a goddamn app to keep track of shit. Stop it. Just stop it. Thank you. But, and the anime was really good. The movie was, it was alright. It's a lot of action-y stuff. And I feel like you'd need to watch the Brotherhood anime before you play the game to know anything about the background of these characters. Because it's never explained in the show or in the game. So, if you didn't watch the anime, you wouldn't know that Prompto has security issues because he used to be like 250 pounds and fat. And he lost all that weight to become friends with Noctis because he had social anxiety and stuff like that. So, you know, it's just, you need to watch the anime for sure. And it's like an hour long to watch all 5 episodes, like 50 minutes or whatever. But, yeah. So stop it. Anyway. I guess that's it then?
I guess, I don't
know. I ain't got nothing else.
What else is there?
Plugs, I guess.
I don't have any outlets.
You stop it. Stop it.
I'm on everywhere, pretty much. Twitter, Xbox Live, all the usual places. At PX Sausage. I'm on PSN, The Kush 3. I recently turned on my PS3 for the first time in years. Had an update, and then I realized how crappy that interface was. And it kept signing me out, too, even after the update and everything, which was annoying.
That's weird.
So I just was not really happy with the way the PS3 was working. I don't even remember why I turned it on. Oh, yeah, I turned it on just because I set up the two-factor thing and just wanted to set up everything on all of my consoles after Rich's thing. He got me all paranoid because he got hacked. And I was like, well, I was thinking about it. I'm like,
How weird is that he got hacked and he can't get any of his stuff back?
Yeah, that's weird. Like, because I was thinking about it, like, I don't care if I get hacked because I own a lot of physical copies. And I was thinking about like Xbox. I'm like, I own so many digital because like I will buy, you know, almost everything that's digital when it's on sale because I know those things are, you know, certain things will not go on sale often.
Mm-hmm.
And I like just having those things because it's the only way you get them. And when they're on sale, then they're on sale unless it's something that is like 25% off usually isn't going to get me to bite. And then 33% off is like, if I'm really interested in. And then 50 is pretty much, yeah, I'll do it. And then I was thinking, like, if I lost all this stuff, I would lose my effing mind. Also, I have kind of a high gamer score, which isn't really, you know, means nothing, but it's still kind of, you know, it shows all the time I've put into the system and the platform and all that. So, yeah, I set all that up for both Xbox and PlayStation, and then I turned on my PS3, and I was like, I hate this thing. I still have to turn on my PSP to set that up, even though I don't know when I will ever use that thing ever again. But, yeah. Anyway, the site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com, where you can find this podcast, the podcast I do, Pixelated Sausage Podcast, the podcast that Rob does with a few other fellows, which he will talk about. And you can also find some of the art I do, which I haven't put anything new recently just because I've been working on a lot of commissions, so I haven't had time for any of that. But if you like that art, you can go over to pxsart.com and pick up a print or two. And if you'd like to support the site and all we do over there, you can go over to patreon.com/pxs and chip in a buck or whatever every month. Super cheap to just show that you like the site and all that. And, of course, also go over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to all the podcasts because it really does help. And if you like racing, check out Rich's other podcast, Sports Car Unleashed, which you can find over at scunleashed.com.
All right. Pixelated Paranormal is a podcast that I do with me, Preston, and Sean, and we talk about paranormal things. And also Big Steven's podcast, Oh Indeed, with his friend Brady Farner, his friend of mine too, such. And also we should be playing D&D again this week. We took a week off because of Thanksgiving and the Extra Life Marathon, so we should be playing this week. And I think we're going to quit doing this Curse of Strahd and focus on smaller adventures because they're new. And so I want them to get a feel of D&D without being too worried about dying and stuff like that. So we're going to kind of switch gears a bit. And I'm not sure how often Corey's going to be on here for the next couple months or month or so anyway, because of his job and holidays and stuff. So, it probably might just be me, may just be the Pixelated Paranormal guys playing. So we shall see. And also I uploaded onto my personal YouTube page because I didn't know if Mark wanted 24 hours of the gaming marathon on our Pixelated Sausage page, which one of them snuck on there. I didn't mean for that to happen. I needed to delete that. But if you want to go to my personal YouTube page, Henderson Man, you can watch that 24-hour marathon, all of it that I had streamed on Twitch. So, there's some good stuff there, especially when we're playing Grand Theft Auto and we talk about the jokes about Baby Steven. So, see if there's anything else. Oh, and speaking of the Extra Life, if you still want to donate, you still can up till, I'm sure the end of the year, I think, is when they cap it off. If you just look up, the team name is Oh Pixelated Sausage Indeed. It's just kind of a smash between me and Steven's podcasts. So, and that's what we named the team. So if you would like to donate to me or them, you can do that there. Maybe if I'll let Mark know what the page number is, he'll put a little linky link here. So I said page number as if it's a fucking book. So anyway, I think that's going to be it, guys. Have a good day.
Adios, everyone.